been waiting too long. So I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. Know we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Heard we the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it.
Yo, good afternoon, good afternoon, good evening. It's your boy Hanson Live with another edition of Brown Holy Water. Hope everybody's feeling good, doing good. Team, let's go introduce yourself, let them know.
Y'all already know what it is. It's your boy, Black Success, the one and only, you know, alumni, St. Francis College alumni, you know how that go.
GPA?
GPA 3.5. You can Google that. I'm in there. You know, birthday bash this Saturday. Amadeus. Everybody free before 5.
So we can't. They can't hear us.
Appreciate saying they can't. They can't hear me.
Mic check.
Yo. We good? Y'all can hear me now? Because I was saying mad fire. Y'all can hear me now?
Fast. I gotta introduce myself again.
Word. We gotta do that shit, though. From the top we go. We good, Preach? You think they can hear us now, Preach?
Can you hear me? I'm tapping the mic.
Yeah,
they hear you.
All right. So, good.
Hold on. Put it back on me. Fuck Black.
Yeah. Put it back on
me. We started it back. Oh, yo. Sorry for the audio delay. I know y'all ladies waiting for my voice. It's your boy, Handsome Line of Bills. You know, they already introduced themselves. We're going to start today's show off now.
Yo, party. I'm going to make this quick now because y'all done messed up the mojo. It's your boy, Black Success. Y'all already know what it is. St. Francis College alumni. That's my school. You know what I mean? I went to college, did my thing. 3.5 GPA. You know what I mean? This Saturday, my birthday bash, Amadeus. Everybody free before 5. And it's open bar before 5. If you get there early, there is incentives. I'm just saying, if you want to get there early,
rich.
There is incentives. I'm actually poor. That's why I'm doing the party. So, that's it. How y'all doing? So on time.
Good night, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being with us. Share the video before y'all do anything else. It's public.
Why people from Ireland say that? Good night.
What?
Like they pick up the phone like, good night.
Because we're mannerly. What's wrong with you?
They who?
We're mannerly people.
No, but I'm saying like they don't say like hello. They say good night. Like,
because you have to greet the person.
Isn't good night like goodbye type thing?
No, it's a greeting too. It's like aloha, hi and bye.
No, good night is like saying
you can't.
Like
you ask somebody from the islands and then ask then that what the fuck I'm saying.
Because you're from the islands and now you're in America, y'all be confusing people. Like you call somebody house and they like good night. You ready to hang up the phone? Like
what the fuck going on?
I just called you. I'm trying to talk to you. Good night. No.
They back.
With just expect them to say good night, good morning, whatever. That's just what we do. We greet you with a salutation.
Use the right one. Good evening. Good afternoon. Good night is goodbye. Alright, but how's everybody feeling today before we start off with these great debates? You know how we do, you know what I'm saying?
Feeling great, feeling
everybody
good.
Share, please, share.
And it was confirmed there is free alcohol for people that get there before 5.
Free alcohol and free entry.
Free alcohol and free entry before 5. I am blacksuccess.eventbrite.com.
You are rich.
I'm actually poor.
You're doing a great job, sir.
I sleep on an air mattress, and I'm actually poor.
I see an air mattress on a box spring.
And I'm not ashamed of it. That's all.
Well, let's start it off today yeah. With...
Yeah. What's up?
You know, since this is what I do, I come up with all the topics and shit. Something you know what I mean?
Yo, you almost went to the mountain of disrespect. What's going on?
Son.
What's going on here?
Let's talk about fan pages.
Oh, God.
Yeah, fans only, I don't know. That's like something, like a private website. site.
It's just monetizing their coochie. Damn.
It's not always your coochie.
They monetizing their news, their twerk videos. I'm here for it.
Can someone educate me and inform me?
It's just a place where you have to pay for a subscription, basically, to see your favorite social media person or whoever.
They send you titty pics. They send you...
You see them in a more private light. It's not always...
It's different things.
It's not always provocative.
It's not always,
you know what I'm saying? You could just get a more inside, like a person that's private, you get a more inside their life type thing. Let's just say that.
You're a fan of this person.
You're a fan of this person, but like, oh, wow, I didn't know this person used Dove soap and, you know, wash up. Not seeing show.
I need a fucking fan page. What the fuck going on there?
You should get an OnlyFans page.
What the hell?
You didn't know?
I didn't know. I think I can make money.
You could make money.
I think people want to see people inside household and how I interact.
People are nosy.
They want to see if you got.
You can roaches. Be like, be an OnlyFans. Yeah. You can see me, my wife. You'd be surprised how much motherfuckers will sign up.
Be wrong about that one.
Roaches only come out when you start filming. Oh, you got company.
Yeah, I would be weak.
You don't have no roaches until you have company over and stuff. And you're like, oh shit, this is enough.
Listen, roaches are universal. They're not just in the projects. They're everywhere. Listen. But.
If an atomic bomb go off, roaches are the only one gonna survive. So I don't know why people be mad they got roaches. Them niggas is not gonna die. They come out. Roaches and mice and rats, they come out.
Mice too?
Yo, they won't die.
People have mice?
So you have mice in your house, Rat?
I have mice. I'm leaving bread on the counter. That should be gone.
You don't have mice. Why are you lying?
Too. Huh?
Why you be lying?
I got mice. I said myself.
Like,
day.
This is crazy. You freaking lie to women. You lie to us. Whoa. Like, when do you?
I don't lie to nobody. Even... Lie don't lie. Everybody know lie don't lie.
Yeah, this is crazy, man. This is crazy.
All right, let's talk. All right, so since we explain what the fan page is, basically, right. We all understand what it is.
Right. It's basically Pornhub.
It's not always porn. It's insight.
But it's possibilities.
It's a possibility.
It's a very likely possibility.
Whatever they choose to share more insightful than they don't share on a regular page.
Right.
Good.
Right.
And people just know sex sells.
Sex niggas just creeps. And it's a lot of Instagram girls and stuff like that with a high following that has to give people more insight, and sometimes they show a titty or something. You know,
so,
it's gonna bring
so the
back.
Fan page is on Facebook or is on Instagram?
It's a website.
It's a website.
Oh, it's a website. Wow. Mm.
Yeah, but you know, people got it.
So are there regular people on there?
It's regular. I could have an OnlyFans page.
I got OnlyFans.
Do you have an OnlyFans?
I don't have an OnlyFans page.
I got OnlyFans. Sign up.
You got one?
$2.99. Sign up.
It's $2.99.
Yeah, I'm not gonna speak to you no more. Check me on OnlyFans now.
Got you. This shit is crazy.
Alright, so what if your current shorty had a fan page prior to me? Like your past. Your ex, the person you're dealing with. But they tell you they had one in the past and it was provocative. It wasn't like the family page. It was showing some things. Mm. How would you be okay with that? You'd be able to move on and continue with the ship?
I mean, for me, no.
Wow, judgy.
It's online prostitution.
I'm going to say no. Because it's like if, let's say the subscription is what,
$10? $10, $12.
If $10 can make you compromise your integrity, then I would hate to see what $1,000 would do. Or $5,000. You know what I mean? You have now become an opportunist, and opportunist awaits opportunity. So to be with someone like that, it's like you're just a holding place for someone that's moving forward. You know what I mean? Because they have a price tag. They're looking for the highest bidder.
I'm gonna have to disagree.
Why's that?
I think especially if they moved on past it, I could deal with it because people, you know, it's a quick way to get a bag for nosy people that want to see inside your life. Some people just carry, like I said, it don't always have to be sexual.
But you said it's provocative. You said the question. You claim you're making questions. The question said it was provocative.
Even if it was provocative.
You can't change the question
now.
Mad
different random dicks on what's the name?
You're changing the question to fix his answer.
So you just reminded me it was still provocative.
You'll be okay with random men around.
I ain't random.
No. All right, let's say this.
But that's a fan page.
Let's say this.
No, fan page would be most of the time, allegedly what I heard, like, they doing stuff to themselves. They ain't always like,
all right.
Yeah, but people, random men can, anybody can sign.
And then what I'm asking is, are you okay with random men
seeing
having stored pictures and videos of your woman.
Yes. Niggas probably got stored pictures and videos of everybody's woman. People send news and stuff like that all the time.
Okay, but that's different. Like, that's, we have that's some different. Sort of, listen, we have some sort of interaction, and I gave you my nude on my own because we
and
had something.
I sent that to my man, and now
but
he
there
got
was
it too.
Something. It wasn't just, it wasn't like I'm on the train and airdrop it to the nigga sitting next to me.
But that's what he gonna do?
So you be sharing people nudes?
I don't receive nudes, so.
Yo, I can't stand this nigga.
I don't. I honestly say, because you could, especially if they moved on past that, why not? I don't judge anybody. So what you did is what you did. And if you honest about it too, that's dope. Because it's mad girls with no fans page out here busting it open for everybody.
This is also agree. True.
So if you doing it for a bag, if you playing with your coochie and you getting the bread,
right?
And you honest about it, like, listen, I did what I did. I made bad. Whatever. I don't judge nobody. Get it how you live, baby. Just because it tricked up online masturbating or whatever and pay, let that nigga pay, that means she a hoe.
I'm not gonna say she's a hoe.
She's not a hoe.
But she has a price. She's an opportunist.
She's an entrepreneur.
An entrepreneur.
I mean, it is considered entrepreneurship.
It's entrepreneur, baby.
But it's also hoepreneurship within it. I mean, it's like
sexopreneur.
It's entrepreneur. It's entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Listen,
though.
I don't
people
think
not save videos of your
bitch. I mean, obviously, it's a slightly different it's for me because I'm a woman and I date men, so the double standard is gonna pop up, unfortunately, in this situation. Me personally,
you said you're a woman and you date
I'm a woman.
Men.
I date men.
Oh.
It's 2020. We have to make that clear.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Because you confused me with that.
I'm a woman. Up? I date men. And you know, for men, the double standard of them being sexual on the internet is different. Like, women, they judge your entire life once you're sexual. But a man, it's kind of like, oh, he's sexy. He probably hope we let it go. We don't hold it to him forever. I don't think I would have a problem with it. Especially if he's sexy. Like, I like the idea that, you know, women find my man attractive. But it would have to be a situation where he was actually making bank. You can't have an OnlyFans page and pulling $1,000 a month. Like, you got to be doing $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. You got to do numbers on this bitch for me to be like, all right, you did it in your past and it's something decent came out of it. But if you on the internet.
But now I'm you got me a little confused. Like, I totally understand what you're saying.
Like, if you're going, listen, if you're going to jump off that cliff, it has to be worth it.
Yeah, but
it has to be. Like, that's how I feel. Like,
let me tell you why you got me confused. Because a few weeks ago you were talking about Nico washing cars and women requesting $20 and $40 from him.
That's my friends who are violating me. It's a different situation.
Oh, okay. But
see,
if random people.
They do it right now. He shows me stuff. I see it. Oh. But you can't pretend to be my friend but trying to get my man behind my back.
Right.
That's just being
foul.
Own
$40 on top of my $40. Because now he might not have your $40. You know what I mean? No, I'm saying if he gave up
it's
the $40.
That's different. That's just somebody being shady. Somebody
I thought that was like random. Would you like?
But if it's a situation, like if he felt that he's worth whatever and he puts a price tag on himself and that's his business or from a business point in time, it has to be something that was making bank. You have, like,
so
that's how I feel.
If
I'm going to date a porn star, it got to be like, I won't date a porn star. Let me not even say that. But if I was to, it got to be somebody successful, not somebody making $1,000 a month.
So
what
would
fuck?
You...
You slinging dick for $1,000 a month? Like, my nigga, you need to, like, you need a house out of this shit.
Might not be great.
I'll take an extra $1,000.
Yo, you're downplaying $1,000.
That shit ain't $100. $100 for a dose has just become $20.
$1,000, that's
take
covering.
Take an extra $1,000.
Depending on where you live, that might be a rent. You know what I mean?
Nah, it's a basement.
That's a basement apartment.
But if, let's say, like, you can start it off, though. Let's say
just
if
so
he
is
making.
Basement apartments are accepted.
There's nothing wrong with a basement apartment. Let's just say.
I don't want nobody feeling bad.
I love the basement. Yeah, let's just say, right, if he told you he was making bank, he was making 5K, 10K, and thinking about doing it again, would you take 10K a month now, right?
10K, 20K?
And y'all together now. He like, babe, I was really getting it. I think I wanted to start my page back up.
Do
would you be
shit.
Okay with it?
Do it.
So you okay with this?
Do it.
Getting this joint off?
Do it.
And you still
bitches
got
to pay because y'all bitches are thirsty. Y'all promote the shit too. Like, you can sign in here if you want to see what I be getting. And hoes are fast. The ones that want $40 go pay to see the shit. I'm going to get something out of it. I know this.
That's crazy. That's
crazy. Black success.
That made me raise a
Y'all listen.
You know my answer.
No, you're okay with it.
I'm all for it, baby. You gave 10K. Listen. We doing this together. I mean, we ain't doing it together. I probably could get in on the act. I'm like, baby, come on, let me fuck you on this camera.
Filming shit like, babe, we need some lighting.
I can't do it.
10K, tax-free money.
I can't do it.
This ain't tax. Uncle Sam don't know about this internet.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
Listen.
And knowing people
get naked, I'm going to put the baby on him.
That's $120 a month, tax-free.
Let me tell you something, right?
I'm putting the baby oil on. We got a professional camera. I got a studio, so we got lights and shit.
And that's cool. I feel like we're all different people, right? Like some people probably walk around and feel okay that, you know, there's people out there with their pictures in their phone. Like, that's why I don't post certain pictures. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I try not to post shirtless pictures unless I'm, like, really away or whatever like that.
My nigga, you was shirt. You showed us your abs the other day in the gym. I'm pretty sure a lot of people snapped that shit.
Nah. No. I barely had them. Like, the meme
motherfuckers in our circle? You've been memed.
They take every picture of me.
I just took a picture.
They got the abs. Listen. They got the abs, bro.
I love this picture.
You really got a picture you about to show me?
I got a picture, sir. I saved that. I said, nah, this is top of the line. Hilarious.
And you got plans to use it later? Oh, yeah, that one.
Let me see.
Oh, yeah, that one. Everybody got
those. I got four of those.
Everybody got that one.
Yeah, that's top of the line.
That's from the live. That's from the live.
That needs to go viral. That face is crazy. I'm using it, yo.
But you know what I mean? That's why I don't post certain pictures. So it's like, I feel like some people that, like, maybe they, like, they're in the sex thing. You know what I mean? They're in the sending pictures and videos of people. And, you know, hopefully it don't go nowhere else. Like, that's a big gamble, bro. To have people, random people, walking around with your lady ass, titties, and pum pum on their phone. That's just not sitting picture. Well with me. Nah, that's not sitting well
I
with
feel
me.
You. Man,
you
feel,
got a
I
picture of her on the beach. You got a picture of her on her Instagram or whatever, doing regular shit, but not a naked picture of my wife, bro, that I'm going home to kissing every night.
Nah, 10 bins?
That's not 10 bins.
Baby,
money.
I'm kissing the shit out of my girl.
That's not
and like I said, I get it on the act. I'm like, baby, you think we can make a little 5 more if we start fucking on camera?
Yo,
you
man,
probably will though.
Listen, man.
You probably will.
If they be wanting to see, month, you'll
listen.
Your
no. Listen,
my girl, you're not paying attention. It's like
listen,
us right now. We just talking. We don't know that we talking
grand.
To mad people. We just having 3 people having a conversation in the room. The cameras having to be rolling though.
Yeah, but we doing regular shit. Like, this is regular shit. This is nothing to screen record or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Man. I'm not pulling my.
Everybody done got recorded doing some sexual shit, and they done got.
Yeah, but
around.
Not everybody did it willingly. So now you're
and
saying willingly.
Also
everybody's doing it willingly. That's rape. If you're not,
it's mad
listen,
people that got recorded without knowing.
There are a lot of people that got recorded without knowing.
Yeah, but that's not good.
That's illegal.
There's a lot of people that got recorded without knowing.
That's like borderline rapey type vibes.
That's a lot.
Now you're a willing participant, and we doing this, and then we could get $15K off of it. Why not?
First of all, go to Pornhub if you're gonna fuck on camera. They give you $50,000 a head. Don't ask me how I know this.
They do not. But.
Yo, you sound like you interested in that 50K. You sound like you want that 50K.
Pornhub legit pays you.
Like, they don't pay you 50K.
Yes, they what?
They do not.
I'm gonna send you a link.
Send me a link. Crazy. I swear to God, they don't pay nobody.
Why you want the link though?
Huh?
You can make up to, depending on your views, you can get up to 50K a month. It's like YouTube.
What's that chick? The porn star.
Who?
Shouldn't he make like $12,000?
Khalifa.
Mia Khalifa, right?
Mia Khalifa, yo, she
was trash. She wasn't even top notch.
What?
Mia Khalifa, Alexis Texas.
She is not top notch.
Alexis Texas?
No, I don't even know who Alexis Texas is, bro.
What? Mm-mm. Are we discussing porn stars?
No, but
they not
top
notch. I watch porn every day, bro.
Every day? You gotta take a day off, bro.
Sometimes. Think about it, but nah. Every day. Her videos is trash, though. I see why she wouldn't get in. She should have got more money than that, boy.
Yeah,
everyone is agreeing
she's
she
the
was
biggest
trash.
Porn star
she's
trash.
Look, no, she was not.
People in the comments agreeing she was trash.
She's the biggest porn star in the world.
Absolutely
bro.
Not.
She Mia Khalifa.
I don't know her name.
She even bigger
big.
Than Pinky, and Pinky a big mother. Like,
yo,
literally big.
I can't be serious, bro.
She's not. She's horrible. She's not. Her videos is trash, bro. I don't think I can even get off to that one.
And they're still saying in the comments she's trash. So.
I'm telling you, she was horrible.
They're still saying she's trash.
Horrible. Couldn't take dick. Couldn't suck dick. She got the game. It was good. Good for the porn industry. She did good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but since you're on it.
So, yeah.
Watch Alexis Texas when you get a chance.
I'm going to check Alexis Texas. So, yeah. I mean, Tanya's in for the fans only page, and Oh, this too, and you just saying nah, because you just, you don't want.
Yeah, because you two probably like sexting a lot. Yeah, y'all probably into that kind of stuff. What? I'm not into that.
I don't even send, I've never sent my penis out ever or anything sexual.
I'm pretty sure you're lying. And Tanya, don't even answer.
What?
Yeah. Don't even answer.
Don't send nudes. I just get them.
So let's get to the next.
ladies and gentlemen, fan pages are good of your, if you are making bank. They are good and.
Oof. Oh my God, I'm trying to. It's Sunday, man.
It's a beautiful Sunday today.
Come on, man. I'm just, you know, you're the birthday party. You get free drinks and free entry, man.
All right, well, let's spin off of the kind of porn and racy stuff. Let's talk about love.
Yeah,
love is nice.
Cause y'all two is in love, and I wish I was in love too, man. You laughed at my stats the other day. I ain't appreciate that. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh yeah. Hey, you're a funny dude, y'all.
The funnier.
No, you're definitely not funnier.
Let's talk about love languages, though. Do you know your love language?
What do you mean?
Yes, I do.
All right, the five love languages are. Words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. Which one is more important, the most important to you in a relationship? Let me repeat them again.
Say the five again.
All right, we repeat them and break them down. All right. That's all right. For the people
taking
outside.
Taking us to school, guys. Yeah,
let me take out schools. I'm the real lover right here. They're going to be at lover. I mean, lie lover.
Niggas going to everybody out in the comments going to be talking about love.
They out? They don't want to be here?
Like, fight with them. It's like, fuck it, I'm out.
Yo.
Fuck all right. Wow.
Words of affirmation. That's basically bigging your partner up, talking in positive and the light. You know what I'm saying? Right. Giving them the
compliments.
Yeah, giving them the roses by the head.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Acts of service is, you know, doing favors, babe. Right. I'm come help you do the garden today. I'll cook you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, receiving gifts, self-explanatory. Yeah. You know what
and
I'm
it's
saying?
Not materialistic. It's not something else that has a price tag. It could be like they was passing by the store and pick up your favorite hoodie or pick up a, like, something that's
could be sentimental or something to you, but just, you just like, you feel good. You feel
or you like cigars because probably, I bought you some cigars.
Yeah, I bought you cigars. You feel better when you get gifts. Yeah, quality time, self-explanatory.
No Gucci. It's not necessarily Gucci.
And physical touch, self-explanatory. Literally.
You want hugs, you want to cuddle, you want
to
kiss.
In a relationship, out of those five, what's most important to you, to y'all?
Him go first.
I would definitely say the inspiring words. I think
words
that's,
of affirmation.
Words of affirmation.
I think that's most important for me. And then the gifts. You know what I mean?
Because like a swear he me.
No, the gifts is right because. You know, sometimes it's just, you know, she get the little stuff I like from the supermarket and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Every week I get a different mood. You know what I mean? Like one week I was just on some avocado shit. Like, oil.
I just bring home that avocado.
Avocado toast for breakfast.
Every day. You know what I mean? This is what it was for a week. Every week I try to switch up and she just, you know, this week is lemonade. You know what I mean? She got that for me.
That's cool. That's nice, man.
That's what I'm into, man.
I can't wait to be in love with you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah. So mine are words of affirmation. Listen, my post was on my page since almost 24 hours ago. And I say it all the time. My number one is words of affirmation. Words mean a lot to me. And number two is gifts as well. Number three is acts of service. Four is touch and five is quality time. It's ironic that quality time is like number five for me. But I could do well in a long distance relationship.
You could?
Mm-hmm. Words of affirmation and gifts. We could talk all the time or whatever. You could probably send me something or email me something or whatnot, and I'll be fine.
Damn, she want to be single.
No.
How the fuck we got the same two love languages? But you telling me I want to be single?
Because you put quality time last. That's crazy.
But if you're talking to me every day, it's technically quality time.
No.
But it's just not in person though.
No. Not the same.
I think mine's is
probably acts of service.
Nah. Really? I don't ask people to do shit for me. I gotta really, really,
I
really
think
really
yours
fuck
is
with
physical
you.
Touch. That's what you start off at.
He's trying to.
based on your lifestyle.
This ain't so based on your lifestyle.
It's physical touch. Physical
touch actually lasts for me. Like,
nah, I think that's
no, I'm a words of affirmation. Everybody likes
No, you are not, sir. People done gave you words and you fast forwarded to physical touch.
Yo, we gonna do that.
Now that's what you do, though. That's what you do, man.
A little bit.
Lie, you be touching?
No, I like to get like my shoulder tapped, stuff like that. Like,
hold hands. You like cuddling and holding hands while you're driving.
I'm real mushy and stuff.
I never seen you hold hands.
You ain't gonna really see me do a lot of stuff like that. I'm real soft and stuff, you know. Because once you start holding hands with a girl, then you pop up, tell me she got an OnlyFans page, and it's over.
This is a fact. This is also a fact. This is also a fact.
But I think physical touch is definitely up there. But I like words of affirmation. I like being told, like, basically, like, I'm appreciated.
Yeah. You want to hear your words.
Being appreciated is one of the top things I think most women should do for their man. Tell them that they appreciate. And most women love telling. Most women love telling niggas they don't need them.
Yeah.
And
that
is one of the main downfalls of a relationship. I don't need
they
you.
Didn't get the link to the love languages.
Yeah, I'm gonna start sending that.
There is literally a website called 5lovelanguages.com. You take the test and it ranks your love languages.
Yeah,
it gives you either or questions and you just choose which one and it ranks your love languages. It
receiving
tells you.
Gifts for me, I had a second, but that's more like last. Like, I don't care about receiving. I don't ask for anything. I don't care. Like, you bring
it. But it's not
it,
necessarily like. But even okay,
if, I don't. I'm saying like it doesn't. Really do nothing. I'm more
so
of a,
if somebody like surprise you and say, "Oh la, I've got your car detailed." Shameless plug. I got your car detailed.
You see my
care?
Car?
I don't care about
it. You can tell you don't care about. But that could be it though. The fact that she's noticed that your car was whatever. She
I mean,
got
that's
it clean.
A, that's a good gesture.
That's a gift or
that's
an act of service.
I mean, that's a good gesture. That's definitely a dope
that's
gesture.
That's an act of service.
Yeah, that's an act of service.
So
that's,
how
I like
you
stuff
rank,
like that.
Okay, the act of service is good.
So it's like, all right, words, physical touch. Acts of service, mm-hmm. quality time, then receiving gifts. Mm-hmm. I'm last on receiving. I'm telling you, receiving gifts is just.
It's not your thing. You don't care about that.
Nah, mm-hmm. I don't want nothing from you.
Yeah,
nothing.
That's what's up.
You know, just.
That's what's up.
Physical touch.
A lot of extra, heavy on the physical touch.
Heavy on the physical touch. All right, when dating, do you try to find out your love interests' language? Like, you see what's important to them?
Yeah, definitely. Mine is
how do you find that out if they don't actually take the test?
Because
how
they don't have to take the test. Like, they'll kind of like guide you and tell you what's important to them. Like, I feel like all men, especially men with a few dollars, we always try to like you see how I included myself? We always try to say
I'm not in that group.
I'm broke. But I feel like men with a few dollars, we always try to like gift our women. You know, to show love, mm-hmm. but then some would accept and some would be like, all right, like, that's cool, but I want this. I want like quality time. And like, mine is really bigger on the quality time than anything else. Like, you know what I mean? Let's do quality time, watch a movie. Like, it's our thing to watch a movie, rub feet and talk and shit during the movie. And then she asks stupid questions like, what's going on? Like, I seen the movie, it's a brand new movie. And I don't know what the fuck is going on. So, you know, that's her thing. That's what she's into. So, quality time.
So, over time, you had to learn
mm-hmm.
that quality time was it.
Shit, this shit saved me money, too.
Facts.
Saved me a lot of money.
Netflix
I love language is good.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I love language is good. That's a fact.
So,
how did you find out what?
So this
did you
is,
find out what Nico's
I know what it is because I pay attention a lot.
So, what is
but,
it?
But it's acts of service.
Would you get out there and help him wash a car, too?
Might.
We haven't seen a video
He would he would tell
nigga, stay in the house. I'm driving. I'm gonna take this customer today.
Listen, he will here's his acts of service and gifts. He will tell you he doesn't like gifts, but he does. Because I've gifted him a lot of stuff and acts of service and gifts is his, and that's just because I observe and I pay attention and stuff. But this is something I honestly learned at like 27, 28. It's not something that I was like cognizant of or aware of and trying to break it down. And I found that once I found out in retrospect, looking back at my past relationships, there were people I thought were being ungrateful. Like, I was like, oh my God, I'm doing all this thing for this person. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And they would still like doubt my feelings for them or doubt whatever it was. And I'm now because at that point in time, I would never speak, like, I would never speak on my feelings, and I would never verbalize certain things to them, but I would do the most in terms of acts of service. And I, for me, it was kind of like, oh, I'm showing this person all the time I love them, but why don't they think it? Now that I know what love languages are, I was just dating somebody who's main language was words of affirmation. And because I never give them that, I love them in their language, it was kind of like they didn't feel my love.
Yeah.
Because I was loving them in a different language. It's like being in a relationship with somebody, one person speaking English, the other person speaking Italian. You could have all the love in the world, but you would never understand each other because you're speaking two different languages.
Yeah.
So you got to learn your partners and they got to learn yours for you guys to communicate. Kinda. Now it's different. Now that I understand, I'm aware of it. Like I try to tell him what mine are. And I figured out what his is because he's just open book.
It's funny that you like touched on that. I think in my last relationship, that's why I was kind of, it was kind of always like two different worlds. I think she was a fucking, a quality time person.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't really, to me, quality time was me walking around the house. She wanted to
literally sit down,
watch a movie, chill. I'm like, I'm in the house for 7 hours. We spending time.
That's good.
Even if you right there. No,
so quality time is uninterrupted, essentially. It's literally watching a movie together. Like, we sitting together. We holding hands. We watching. We talking. We chatting. Yeah. And something. And I have a friend who was with somebody for 8 years. And after me and him had this conversation, he's 32. I'm 31. He was like, fuck. This girl's love language was physical touch. And She would always say, like, why you not coming to bed? Why you not touching me? Like, she wouldn't go to sleep unless, like, he literally put his physical leg on her foot. Or when they're driving, she always wanted to, like, hold his hand. Or she was always, like, when they're out, wanted to be hugging on him. And he's like, yo, why are you doing this? And now he's like, damn, this is just how she was showing love. And this is how she wanted to feel love. And she would always say he's very cold. And he was like, yo, I make sure I take care of this girl. I make sure everything is fine. I make sure I do stuff for her. Like, why does she feel like there's something missing? Because you weren't touching her.
Do you think that two people really could, like, love each other if they're on, like, completely, like, say if my love language is, like you said, physical touch first, mm-hmm. but yours is physical touch last.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think a relationship like that could coexist?
It could, because I know your language. So if it's like, all right, so if yours is touch and mine is words of affirmation, now that I know yours is touch, because I love you, I'll make sure that I'm loving you in your language as well. And I'll make sure I do make efforts to touch you, to hug you more, because I'm aware. So if it's like you telling me do this for me, and then I can't be like, well, I don't like it, so I'm not doing it for you. Like, I love you.
Yeah, but if, like you said, but if it's last on my thing, like, I don't like it. What if you love the cuddle? I hate the cuddle. I can't.
So you can't.
I don't think a love like that could coexist. I don't think it could coexist, because what makes you happy makes me kind of sad.
Does it make you happy?
Like, okay, it annoys me. They say, why she always want to touch me? Like, fuck you,
right.
Like,
okay, but we talk all the time about compromise, right? It doesn't mean you got to be hugging on me 24/7. But you know, at least I hold a hand while I'm driving. It doesn't have to be something where it's an extended period of time.
Yeah,
but you still have to put the effort in.
I think I understand what both of you are saying, and I think. I still agree that it wouldn't coexist, because I feel like there'll be a lack thereof. So there'll still be a void that you'll be searching for, because, of course, it's number one on yours and number five on hers. Mm-hmm. So it'll definitely be a void. It would never be enough.
Yeah.
It would never be enough because of the way it's set up. It would never be enough. And you'll end up, and I think this is what happens. I think this is what lead to people cheating and being interested in different people, because you'll end up getting at different places, and then it's like, boom, all right, well, this is what I need. This person understand me more. Mm-hmm. And they don't understand you more. They just connect with you basically based on your love language.
And sometimes you just look up that there's somebody who you speak the same language.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if I commit to you and I decide that, okay, I want to work, I want to be with you, I'm going to compromise. It can't be my way or your way. We gotta meet somebody. Keep meet us in the middle. If I like physical touch, I'm gonna make efforts to touch you more. But I'm not gonna be all up on you and slide. We're grown people at this end of the day.
But that's what some people like.
Some people.
Okay.
That's what Black is saying.
Because I verbalize it to you, you tell me, okay, well, I'm not a physical touch person. It's not that high on my priority list. I prefer acts of service. Now, I have to make sure I do more acts of service for you. We have to just speak in each other's languages. And I can't, now that I know also your love language ranked bottom is number 5, physical touch. I can't be offended you're not touching me that much because it's just not how you love as well. But you still have to make efforts to love me and mine. It can't be, well, it's number 5, so fuck it. That just won't work for anything in a relationship. If I tell you I need this, it's just, it'll never work for nothing we're talking about. But it has to be, you can definitely be with somebody who speaks different language. Me and my partner speak different languages. Mine is worse, his is axe.
No, I'm saying first for you, last. I ain't talking about if it's in the middle.
It don't really matter. Like, it doesn't matter the rank. Like, if you do the test, sometimes you'll see there is a big gap in the numbers from top to bottom, or sometimes it's just a close gap. It could be 12, 10, 11, 12, 12, 10, 9, 8, 7. Or there's somebody about 14 at the top and 1 at the bottom. It's different for everybody. So,
but I think based on those numbers, you could be not compatible, because if it's that big of a margin, then you're forcing you are now being uncomfortable. You're forcing yourself to do what is not naturally you.
Exactly.
Gotcha. But there's compromise. There has to be compromise,
but it's never going to be enough.
But you're forcing yourself.
It's never going to be enough either.
To now be what you are not. So but now here's the thing, this is something you really got to stop and think of and say, oh, I have to do this. So it's kind of like, it's not naturally what you want to do. It's not with the same gesture. It's not with the same love. It's not coming with the same feeling. You understand? Yeah. Yeah. It's a difference if you ask if you needed a ride to work. And, you know, your wife is the one that drives. And she said, all right, baby, no problem. And then it's different if she say, oh, God, all right, get in the car. It's like, I don't want the drive. I don't want the ride no more. I'm going to take the train. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. You got to force yourself to do that act. So the person, are no longer comfortable because this is not who you are.
But you have to also remember, there's also 4 other things in the middle. Like, there's 4 other things in the middle, too. So you have to, it's going to be a combination of things.
I don't think anyone's going to compromise their number one. You might compromise 3 to 5, but your number one, I don't think anyone is gonna, although you might be great at 3 to 5, but number 1 and 2, I don't think people are gonna bend. I think that's what's gonna make somebody exit. They might be able to deal with you on 3 to 5, but number 1 and 2, nah. They like, nah, fuck that.
But facts. I still think you genuinely compromise. You're both putting the effort into making it work. It's worth it. I think it wouldn't work if there's somebody just not willing to put in the work. Man. That's how I feel.
Especially
about it.
The words of what is it?
Especially words. There are a lot
of words of affirmation.
Here's the fucked up thing about words of affirmation.
Because that's hard to get out of most women.
But you can get down to daily. That's a phone conversation and all that.
Right, but that's rare. Most dudes getting put down first.
My hardest thing, if a chick has got quality time on number one, that's kind of rough, man. I ain't gonna lie.
Because you like your own space a lot.
I like my own space, but also I don't have a lot of time. Like, I don't have.
But it'll work. It'll work if you.
A girl told me I ain't spent enough time, I ain't going enough dates before because she said I use my kids as an excuse. I'm like,
I'm a parent before I'm a fucking I'm like, damn. Quarter. I'm a fucking parent first.
Damn. I'm like, damn.
So she wants you to court her before you go raise your kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a fool.
She
deserved to be single.
I don't know, man.
She deserved to be single.
But like you said, but maybe her joint was quality time. It's not enough time. And I be telling people too. Most people only got 2 days of work too. You got to handle everything in 2 fucking days.
Yeah. But sometimes sometimes somebody just wants to just be with you in the car while you run errands too. They will consider that quality time.
But that's why
there's always something around it.
Couples that don't live together, because it's like, what are you doing really? Especially if you got different days off.
I mean, everybody can't live together.
Once it's serious, I'm not.
Once it's serious.
Once it's serious, bro.
Man.
You know, once it's serious, it's time to move in. You at least got to test it out. You know what I'm saying? Because that's going to be the icebreaker. You know what I mean? I don't want to invest 7 years and then hopefully then move in with you and then hopefully find out I wasted 8-9 years. Like, nah. I think after 1, 2, maybe even 3 years,
it's a new trend.
It's time to jump in.
That married
in, baby.
Couple's not even moving in together now.
Man, don't watch them little bullshit links that you see on Facebook.
I'm for real. Like, they living in different houses and shit that.
Well, I must live in a different neighborhood because everybody married live go up the same. They all walk inside the same apartment. I'm like, all right, yeah, this the Jenkins. Jenkins, all right, yeah. Yeah, fuck going on. Fuck you.
Yeah, you learn
about
a lot faster living with somebody though too.
Mm-hmm. You learn a lot. Some people fall out of love after they live with each other.
Yeah, because you get to see the true person.
Yeah.
What do you do? How well do you take care of you? When do you wash your ass? When do you brush your teeth? What's your little funny things? Your odors, your fucking mannerisms, you know what I mean? Some chicks is dudes, they be burping. Excuse me, son. Like, whoa, what the fuck is going on here? Like, you know, it's a lot of different things going on. So yeah, I feel like once you become serious, it's time to move in together. Because you gotta, you know, just the week, anybody could be well behaved just for the weekend, bro. Anybody could be well behaved for the weekend. He'll bring a sleeping bag. But for 7 days
clean up
out
after
the week.
Several time.
Nah, bro. 7 days out the week? Nah, bro. All
right. Let's get to the next topic.
Yes.
Excuse. I mean, let's get to the next topic right now.
See your throat, baby.
Pause. Big pause. But we're gonna talk about step parents. Step parenting. You know, do men and women sometimes jump towards the step mommy and daddy role too early?
What? Say it again?
Do people try to be step parents too early or too fast, you think?
Yes. 1,000%.
Why do you think that? Well, first of all, most people got kids. Y'all probably the only two people in the world with no fucking kids. I just want to say that. Y'all the only two people with no kids.
Because we control our sex?
Okay. Three people. Because you control your sex?
Just keep going.
I'm out of control?
I said keep going.
But, all right, Black, why do you say, that people try to jump into?
I feel like the step-parent thing is, like, real, like, that's a touchy thing, right? Because within a sense, in most cases, right, the story ends up being how much of a deadbeat or loser the other parent is, right? So automatically, the average person is thinking, all right, I gotta fill this void. I have to replace this person that don't wanna be here because I like this person. You know what I mean? I like the female or the male that you're trying to talk to. So now you wanna play mommy or daddy to the child, right? So I feel like that right there rushes you into that role or rushes you to try to play that role or attempt to do things that would make her look at you in that light, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, I give you an example. You're talking to a girl, you're chilling, whatever, whatever, whatever. Most times, dudes, like, let's say the Jordan 11s came out, the Jordan Breads, you know what I mean? You got them on now. Most dudes that bought the Jordan 11s also bought a pair for their shorty. I mean, that's just common sense. Some shit's just flyer. You got a pair for you. You got a pair for your shorty. But if she had a kid, I've seen arguments happen that you leave the kid out of that package. You understand? Because you want to have a twin day and she has a son or a daughter and you have to include that child. And I feel like a lot of dudes would also include the child, which that is more like a family picture type of thing.
I don't know, man.
Then, no?
Fuck them kids, man.
Somebody just commented that, too.
Nah. You can't say fuck them kids, man. You can't say it. I mean, it's a package
deal. It depends how deep you are into the relationship, right?
That I agree with.
That's what it is. Now, I don't think, like, nobody's rushing to be nobody's step-parent, I don't think. Most niggas don't even want to take care of their own fucking kids.
That's the weird part. Most dudes don't want to take care of their kids, but they will step up faster to take care of somebody else's kids.
I think because they know they don't have to stay there, it's not really theirs.
The pressure is not. Yeah, it's not the same pressure.
Like, if I break up with her, I'm breaking up. You know what I'm saying? I'm out.
I'm out. I leave her and the kids, quick.
Yeah, so I don't think most people rush into that. But if you, like I said, most 90% of the people out here got kids. And if you're dealing with somebody, you're dealing with them hard body, you're going to eventually have to be around a kid. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Tanya?
I think for me, this is like there's a big difference in culture because I grew up in a different country, a whole different culture. And the way we look at children and dating somebody with children, like, it is automatically a package deal. But children aren't seen as, like, somebody who will drain my money. Like, it's... And I will say, cost of living-wise, after living in America, I understand that Them motherfuckers expensive. So I can understand somebody's reluctance to jump out the gate to start really taking care of a child because it costs a lot in America. But back home, it's like when somebody's dating, like there's always a grace they extend to the children. Not that they're trying to be a step parent, but more of like, I was like a guardian. Like, you understand that you're supposed to look after children and take care of children, make sure children are safe. Like, just a natural protector of children in general. Like, it takes a village to raise a child. So mm-hmm. as people come around your children, they treat your children automatically with a certain amount of respect. And that's just what my culture is. So I've seen people date somebody and right off the bat, not going to step parent mode, but the child always got good energy from the person they were dating. It wasn't trying to replace daddy, but is if I'm going to buy something for mommy, buy something for the kid too. And it's just out of the love of my heart. I just want to make sure your kid's okay. Like, we just don't believe in giving children any sort of negative energy because they're innocent. They didn't ask to come in this world. So I've seen people date somebody and it's like, if I could afford it, I'm going to buy her the sneakers and buy the kid the sneakers too. And if I leave, I leave. It's what the fuck ever. Like, I'm not gonna put no negative energy behind giving a child something. Like, it's just different. We keep children separate. It's like, it's the reason I don't talk about children. Like, I can't speak ill about a child, whether I know them or not. I just don't do it because a lot of it is ingrained in me from my culture. So, from a cultural perspective, I've seen this from a different light and different way, in a different way of things of going about when guys are dating and how they treat children, to the time when I see how people speak about kids they're dating, the kids of somebody they're dating, it's kind of like, how the fuck you even say that about the child? What the fuck this kid do to you for you to even treat them like this? Or like literally fuck paragraph your foot, like literally paragraph reasons why they should not give this child good energy. You know, like, as fucked up, as much as I agree that, what? You know, as much as I agree that, you know, like that $20 post one time when the girl asked him for $20 for the kid to go somewhere. As much as I agree, this is for your father to do. I am not the child's father. At the same time, I was like, it's $20 for a child to go on a field trip, dog. It should not.
Some people don't got it.
I'd rather you say I don't have it than to try to make but it seem like it's.
Some people are embarrassed to say they don't have it.
Okay, that's a different issue. It's better for you to say I don't have it, I can't afford it, rather than you make it about this, me, you asking for something for a child is such but this he disdain. As I say, I get it. It wasn't wrong. Right. But again, my culture act up is like, it's $20 for a kid to go somewhere, dog. Like, just let the fucking kid go on the field trip or move differently with her from that on.
You probably just ain't have it.
Different conversation. And you know,
she can't be mad that he ain't have it because she ain't have it. She ain't both got ain't it. Have $20.
Kids stay
it
at happens.
It's okay. Like, listen, I ain't got it right now, shorty. Please ask the baby daddy. I think the conversation would have gone differently than the way he was trying to make it seem like you've crossed this barrier of something. She ain't asking for $1,000 of tuition. It's $20 for a field trip. Like, come on, that's a cost of a meal. $20 of groceries, like, anyway, but.
Some grown adults can't get $20 from their
friends. That's true. So, that's fucking true.
I got
true.
Mad $40 requests on my inbox.
Let's factor that
in. That's like, true. Listen,
protect. It is 20 and people make it seem minute, but it's times where us adults don't have $20 or could use $20 too.
I could always use $20. So, always.
I mean, just factor that in. So with that one, I mean, I know you want to ask the next question, but with that one, both of them are right and wrong. Yeah. You know what I mean? She's right and wrong and he's right and wrong because at the end of the day, he's right. It is for the father. You should have asked the father. Mm-hmm. But he is messing with her, so he should have taken care of that. But I can't be mad at him not for having it and I can't be mad at her not for having it.
Mm-hmm.
And the child got penalized because they both was right and wrong. And that was that.
And that's the ultimate thing. It's like the child in the end of the day got penalized because adults just can't.
That's why you have savings accounts. Have emergency money for emergency shit.
Definitely like have emergency money. Trips. But for me, I think a lot of people do rush into the step parenting role really quickly, but it's because they're like trying to prove a point.
Yeah.
Like they're trying to prove that okay, I'm the best. Like, I'm the best like compatible person for you. Where you should understand that you need to be respectful of the type of relationship you're going to build with this person because you just can't sever relationship with kids just like that. Like I did it one time, it was the hardest thing in the world to do, to break up with a child. Fuck the parent, to break up with a kid is a different type of pain you feel. So you got to be careful of how you relationship build with them. You can love a kid from a distance. You can take care of a kid from a distance. But that moving around and being personal and trying to be daddy daddy when there's daddy daddy whether it's daddy or not, like, you could be setting yourself up for a lot of shit, especially if the relationship itself is not properly established. You gotta be sure that I'm going down this road before you start doing daddy stuff and start being a parent. But before that, be a decent guardian. At least.
More people, a lot of people be falling in love with the kid before they do the other
That's
person.
What I'm saying. It's like it's like so Jerry hard McGuire. To break up with a child, son.
We don't touch on that later. Do you think step parents should have like limitations type thing?
Limitations in what way? What do you mean? Give me an example of the limitations.
Could you trust step parent and punish a kid?
Even don't do punishment. It's more like you could do punishment too. Like, you could do punishment.
I think, all right, this is how I feel about it.
Hold on, Tanya. Listen. Like 50 minutes.
Yeah, hold on. Let me answer this one. Yeah, punishment or like washing your kids type thing.
Listen. I'm not watching nobody's kids all by myself.
Not watching, washing.
I'm not washing or watching both the W's by my. I'm not doing that.
As a step, like I said, you've been with this woman 6 months.
Say you're married to her. Those are your kids.
Yeah, I'm still not doing that.
You married? She has a 2-year-old.
I'm not doing that. That's just me. I'm not
wash little
that.
Tanya up.
I'm not doing that. And I hope her name is not Tanya. But I'm not doing that. You feel me? I feel like yes.
Is it crossing the line talking, or
yeah, it's stuff like that that you have to be limited to. I do feel like as a because you are a guardian for that child. You know what I mean? Whether you're married or whether you're seriously dating and live together, whatever. But there is some stuff that you should leave for the parent. You know what I mean? And I think washing them, yeah.
So.
Watching them, yes, because you live together now at this point.
So you're gonna
physically disciplining them and washing them, yeah. Then no,
little you gonna let little Ray Ray sit in a shitty diaper until she get home.
Shitty.
Change the diaper. Still dealing with their privates and stuff too.
Yeah, I could change the diaper. I might not do the whole. It might not be the best change, but I could change a diaper.
So if you change a diaper, you might as well wash.
I'm not washing somebody else's bed. That's just me. You know what I mean?
I'm saying you changing the diaper. To me, it's all about.
You can't have a baby running around with a shitty diaper all day. You're gonna dirty the house. I got nice carpet in the house. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes babies shit crazy and it be all over. Now you gotta wash it.
This is a fact.
Yo, baby wipe them.
Baby wipe is good. You could do a baby wipe.
I don't know. I just think it depends how deep you are into that relationship or if the other parent is really not around like that. Now, if you really stepping up and you're step parent and you really like the dad, then yeah, or the mom or whatever, then mm-hmm. yeah,
like you're fully in the role. But like you live think together, if
the other parent, that's a little touchy. Because like I said, I don't know. I personally would feel a kind of way if Callie was in diapers too, and then like a nigga mom, she got a new boyfriend 7-8 months. Tomorrow she left him. I trust him, whatever, and I know my baby's in diapers and stuff, and this nigga might have to change the diaper. Like, yeah, there's mad child molestation going on, all types
of
crazy shit.
And that's the thing. Like, this is where I think a lot of people feel a way about step parents because you just don't know people in general. But you can remember their fathers who rape their children. There are mothers who neglect their children. There are mothers who molest. Like, it's not even specific to the role. Right. It's specific to the person.
Yeah, and you don't know the person.
And you could be living in bed with you could have had kids with a fucking child molester. People, it happens all the fucking time. And my thing is, personally, I believe that if you're a step parent and you're fully in the role, you have no limits because now I trust you to raise my child as if you're their actual parent. The only difference is y'all ain't got the same blood. That's how I feel about it. I y'all know I have a stepmother. Till this day, I call her mommy because she raised me like she was own. She was bathing me, washing me, disciplining me, everything. That was like she was a full mother. That's my father's wife. I had respect for her like a mother. She didn't replace my mom, but there was just no limits. It's kind of like you being bad or the fact that I can't even imagine a kid in the dirty. I can't imagine a kid. She was there from my son. I was 2.
Oh, 2? Okay.
1.5, 2. Like I had shitty diapers.
Okay.
For her to be like, well, I'm waiting for your dad to come home because I don't want to. I don't like no. I can't imagine it personally. She was baiting me, everything. And
disciplining you, no.
Disciplining me, everything. Everything. There was well, yeah, no because my and the thing is,
if a dude was to discipline a child that is not his, that could potentially break up the relationship.
In this country. In this country. Yeah,
in this country. We live.
In this country.
The podcast is here.
All I'm saying is, but you gotta understand, there are people who do have good intentions for your child, who will take care of their child like they're their own, and, okay, and make sure they're protected and make sure everything is fine. And they would it would disgust them to think about your child sexually. And everybody out here is sexualizing children. Like, let's throw that out there. No one is thinking about, oh my God, I'm changing this baby's diaper. Let me touch them. Like, no one. There's a lot of people.
Some people don't even want to be around that situation.
The reason they don't want to do this.
Just don't want to be around.
The reason they don't want to do this is because they just don't even want somebody to even
insinuate
the idea. Yeah, the guy. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But
baby got dudes. Oh, he touched me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you really did. You know what I'm saying? Kids right. say all no, crazy shit.
You did. You was touching her. Well, you touching her, you over him, and it could have been whatever.
Yeah, now it was like you touched
and
me.
And now you're labeled. Now you're on the app. Now you gotta register yourself. Even, that's a lot of stuff.
Right, so you put yourself in a position now. How would y'all feel right now? Like, say, like, all right, God forbid, y'all was in a relationship, with break up, y'all had kids, and now they have a step or whatever. Mm-hmm. Would you be comfortable with a step? Changing your daughter, yes. Your son. So
because
if I
have you in my bed, sleeping in the bed sleeping with you, like in my sleep, I am most vulnerable. You can kill me in my sleep easily. It's not gonna be hard to kill me in my sleep. If we're having unprotected sex, if we're sharing finances, we're sharing a home, we're sharing all these things, I trust you to take care of me. I'm gonna trust you by extension to care of my child.
But that's not the same thing.
That's what I feel.
But it's not the same thing. You can feel whatever you want. You can feel like
listen,
the president.
You're not the president. My trust is not gonna be. I'm gonna trust you for everything else except this. Like I can't pick and choose what I'm trusting
but
you.
But should.
It is either I trust you or I don't.
Trust is being compromised though.
It's either I trust you or I don't.
But you're being
compromised
because you're being fucked. So it's a big difference.
Okay.
You're being fucked. So of course you trust him and he can sleep with you and you're vulnerable. All that stuff matter. But the child is something totally different. It has nothing to do with you.
If I trust, is either I trust you or I don't. And
that,
if I
and
trust
that's why
you,
most women are the ones that bump into problems.
So you're trying
like
to
that.
Say because
think
so,
like
so what so what
Anyone
happens,
that
so
like
what happens to
crazy.
The fathers that fuck their daughters? What happens to the fathers that fuck their daughters?
That's rare.
That's
Let's
so,
be
that's,
honest. So, which one is more? Which
listen
one is more?
Fathers their
that fuck their daughters,
fuck their daughters
or
brothers
that,
who
that.
Their brothers
which
who do it, their
I'm
uncles who do it, their cousins
question.
Who do it. Like, listen,
simple question.
Speak
which one
to
is
women.
More?
Speak to women.
Which one is more?
Speak to more women who've actually been molested and see the person who actually do this shit to them. It's you'd be surprised how little the stepdaddy is. At least be people that y'all fucking trust with because this blood. Cousins fucking people, brothers fucking people, fathers fucking people, and you over here, oh, because you're not blood, I'm gonna trust you the least. You can't trust nobody around
no,
your child.
I said it is
you can't trust nobody around your kid.
You
can't
saying
trust,
that's crazy.
What I'm saying is, blood or no blood. It should, if you trust, you trust. But you can't be, I'ma trust you less because you're not blood.
Yes, you're supposed to trust them a little bit less because they're not blood. That's common sense.
Speak to people who've actually been molested and you'll be surprised who touches them. That's all I'm going to say.
I haven't heard one father's story in my whole
life. Okay, but not because you ain't hear me, it ain't happen. Speak
no,
to
I
women.
Never said it don't
speak
happen.
To actual women. We got at least, I got at least 20 on my page.
20
I could stop. Yes, yes, yes. I
your
can
page
and,
is
listen.
Crazy, yo.
But that's the thing. That's the thing. Y'all sitting here talking, blaming step parents. I'm telling you, these people with blood that be fucking these people up.
I'm not blaming step parents. I'm just saying you are being
but
compromised.
But you're telling me compromised
because
I'm getting dick, and I'm telling you,
right.
There are people who don't even have
so,
to fuck me. That
but
are,
your
that,
trust
that
issues,
are child
but your trust issues are being
that
compromised.
Are child molesters.
You're gonna trust this person a little bit more because he's fucking you. Like you're gonna trust them with your bank account. Like many women get robbed, used. Abused,
okay.
Pregnant by dudes that have no interest in them whatsoever, fucking ever, because you was being fucked and you thought it was lit,
and then
you got fucked out of here.
And then the brother molests the fucking daughter.
Happens. It happens. But I'm just saying that your trust is being compromised because you're being fucked. That's common sense. Happens every day.
All I'm going to tell you is...
Every single day.
All I'm going to tell you is blood or no blood. If somebody going to fuck with your kid, they're going to fuck with your kid. And that's a fact.
Yeah, you don't know where you can't tell me you're around a kid.
Flawed by saying if I trust somebody, trust you with everything.
But you are compromised.
I'm compromised to anybody around my child. Anybody.
So if
anybody.
The father is around your child, you're compromised?
Fathers fuck daughters. Uh-huh. Like, come on. It happens. It happens. Y'all try to make me sound crazy by saying, oh my God, you trust somebody who's not blood? And the majority of them being molested are being molested by people in their family. And that's why half of them is not being believed when they're telling you at 4 and 5, uncle this or cousin this or daddy this, do this to me. And the mothers them sending back. You know how much women I talk to, son? You something tell me seriously? I'm flawed by talking about, oh, it's a stepfather? You fucking shitting me? Not much girls on my page being molested by their blood? No. Get the fuck out of here, son.
They should have went to the police. I mean,
like, I'm glad you think it's that simple. I'm so happy you think it's that simple.
I mean, that's what
I'm glad
did.
You think it is that simple to just, oh my God, there are people who went to their parents and didn't even believe them because this person's blood.
But your
come on,
your,
son.
Your trust would
come
still
on.
Be compromised because you're being fucked. I mean, I'm not gonna change my stance because you're getting angry. I'm not gonna change my stance. Your trust is still being compromised. You're being fucked. Of course you're going to trust this person. This person making you feel good. You are adjusting to everything. You're giving keys to your house, keys to your car.
How many women you know have been molested?
Information.
How many women do you know have been molested?
I don't know none.
Oh, that's why you're speaking from an angle of ignorance.
I guess. I don't know none. Everybody haven't been molested.
There's people watching the show right now.
Everybody's not being molested, though.
But I'm telling you, not everybody could relate
to what you're saying.
Okay. But there's people watching this show right now who've been molested.
In one hand, you're saying you're from a country where colorism is a big issue, but then the same country does not sexualize kids, and then now you're in America and everyone's being molested. I never said that. That's what you just...
You said, the only reason I brought up molestation is because you told me my thinking is flawed because I trust him with everything else, but I don't trust him with my kids.
But how many women have been heartbroken by men because they trust them over sex?
That's what I'm saying. If I trust you...
That's what she said. Once she trusts, she trusts with everything.
That's my point was, once I trust you, I trust you. I say that I trust you or I don't.
I'm not the same way. All right, that's it.
And it's okay to be different. I know what I'm saying. We're not saying it's flawed. You can't tell me I'm wrong because I feel. We're not saying you're wrong. He said it!
No, he said
he
it's compromised. He said it's
compromised. It's flawed.
He said it's compromised.
He said it's flawed. He said it's flawed.
No, you said
he never said flawed.
I said compromise.
He said compromise.
I used the same words throughout the whole
he
time.
He said compromise.
I said compromise.
Yeah, I'm a referee. I hear the shit. Yeah, he didn't say you wrong.
I didn't say wrong at all.
I think personally, though, that's like you got a good uncle, but you know he's a crackhead. Like, you could trust him with certain things, but you ain't gonna trust him with everything.
Damn sure not with the baby or the bank card.
Yeah, that the baby. I'm gonna say, watch my TV, I'll be right back. I ain't gonna do that. Like, certain people you can trust, but you have to trust to a certain extent,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And I don't think you know a person or whatever today around your kids and stuff like that. You can't be with somebody 6 or 7 months and then say, I trust you, so let me just. You know what I'm saying? Because your child is what you hold dear to you. Now, yes, you just give that opportunity so fast or whatever. Yeah. I ain't going to say it's flawed, but it's... I don't know. I'm just not going to move like that. Yeah, I just can't
That's all we can speak on what we would do. I'm not...
Nah, I ain't get a chance to say, well, you know what I'm saying? Speak on and it. I just spoke kind of, you know what I'm saying? And I'm the nigga with the cat. I don't be having Cali talk, King talk. I don't be having, you know what I'm saying, people around him now or whatever. Because it's just so crazy. Not saying it can't happen from the parents either, because it definitely does. Mm. Like I said, it can happen anywhere, but I'm not inviting just a stranger into.
But did we not say it's an established relationship?
Whatever.
It's an established relationship, right?
It could be established.
Is that somebody
still
I'm dating?
Early. Dating somebody, I'm talking about somebody that just moved into your house. It could be like 7 months. Y'all moved into each other's house. We moved into a house. It's an established relationship, but it's still early. Y'all ain't even know each other yet.
But it's only established on your end. Like, it's not established as in, like, comfortability, because if you only know each other 6 months, even a year, even 2 years, how much time was really spent with the child? So you're not even sure if the child is comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But now the child is now forced to be in a situation. You know what I mean? And now... changing and showering and all like that shit.
And
crazy,
sometimes
bro.
People are good partners are not good parents at all.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people get into relationships, like you said, looking for help too, because they probably could just move somebody in and feel like they're established, but they don't know who they fucking with though. But yeah, we gonna get on to the last part of that, this topic though. Ty, I'm gonna come back to you because it seemed like I don't know, maybe you was in a situation or something like that. It
doesn't
before.
Have to be me.
I ain't talk. Listen to the question, baby. Damn, relax. You so offensive.
I'm not offensive.
I'm talking about what you touched on earlier when you, I was saying, like, this is the part where I'm saying, like, if you in a relationship and you break up, are you breaking up with the child also? I remember you touched on that earlier.
You have to break up with the child, unfortunately. Right, but it's just hard to do it.
I know. Did you experience that?
Did I not say I did?
This is why I'm bringing it to you. You was about to go back.
It's hard to break up.
There's a talk on it, baby.
Yes, it's hard to break up with a child.
Why?
Because you have an attachment, and now you have to break up with somebody who is innocent. So, that is giving you nothing but love.
So you can't still be around?
I'm not going around. I'm not going to be around. Wow. I'm not in your father's life. Like, why are we extending this?
Do it. I think it depends. I think personally, it depends on how long. If you was in it, say, I was married. I got married. I was together 6-7 years. You think you're just going to get a divorce and then just
That's different.
That's what I'm saying.
Because, like, now you're basically my child.
So shouldn't duration count?
Yes.
Before you say it?
Yes.
All right, cool. Because that's why I'm more of a duration type. I really raised you. Like, if I gave you 5, 6, 7 years of being in a relationship with your mom, and we, you know what I'm saying, we just not didn't work out, I'm not going to just straight cut you off, see you in the street, act like I don't know who you are. Like, you know, if you was had basketball games, I was coming. I'll still come to games and stuff like that. Now, I don't know, like, how the mom would feel, especially if she started dealing with somebody else and I'm still around. Now, you just look, because you're not the real dad. You was the stepdad. You know what I'm saying? But that all comes eventually in time, too. That gets a little creepy or whatever. But I think definitely the duration of how long that relationship was lets me know if I'm going to cut the child or not. If it's just like I was with you 1 year and then we break up, then nah. Because your child ain't considering me dad or nothing like that. I was here and now I'm just disappeared and somebody else probably just going to step up. But if I really help raise you, then I'm going to continue like being that positive male role model or whatever you need or whatever. And step in and just do what I got to do whenever you need it. You know? But how do you feel about this, Bot?
Real quick, I just want to answer one of the questions in the comments. Rakaya is saying that a few months back that I had said that that she had said that you never know somebody 100% or something like that. Or some silly shit that she just said. And then she's trying to correlate that. Yeah, it says, Black is contradicting himself. A few months back, he said I was crazy for saying you never know a person 100%. Now he's saying we give trust too early. But trust has nothing to do with getting to know someone. Trust is something that you willingly give. You decide whether or not you want to trust someone. So that right there cannot be a contradiction. This is basic dictionary words that you could look up. You could Google these words. So trust is something that you give. It's not, there's a lot of people that are friends that don't trust each other. That's why you don't tell all your friends your secrets, all your friends your business, right? You only trust them to a certain extent.
True.
Now, that don't mean you don't know them. You have to know them in order to decide you're going to trust them. So she's saying you never know anyone 100% because I guess she was trying to validate whatever story or folktale she's saying. Cool. But I'm saying you do know them. That's why you decide whether or not you're going to trust them. You do know people because what's the saying that they always say? Patterns. Patterns is who people are, right? Mm-hmm. So people have a pattern. And who you are, your behavior pattern is who you are. You know what I mean? A liar is going to lie. A cheater is going to cheat. A sneak is going to sneak. Like, this is who you are. You cannot, I don't care what else is going on. This is what is going to happen. And you could follow a fucking pattern. That's how you know people. Now, all that other stuff is, you know, toppings and icing or whatever. That you got to figure out, you know what I mean, throughout time. But knowing someone is just through a pattern. Yeah, that's common sense. I just wanted to address that because that was a little easy to break down.
Are you going to get to the last question, though?
Yeah. ask me that again. I just wanted to break down some basic common sense.
Do you break up with the child when you break up with the parents?
I mean, I think the political answer, the pick me answer is, of course, no, you don't break up with the child. But the truth is, you do break up with the child because the relationship is over. You might be hurt that you're not no longer with the mom or whatever. You know what I mean? Now, how do you look still going back to the child or, still having a relationship with the child? You have to go through the mother. You have to filter your relationship through the mom in some way, shape, or form, and that may
depends hurt how old someone.
He is. Depending on how old they are. But still, you still will want the consent of the parent that you're in contact with the child. You understand? For y'all to have your own relationship where y'all hitting each other up and linking or whatever, or talking on the phone or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I say within that, yeah, you have to, you know what I mean? And that's why I feel like it's a touchy thing to be to jump that broom of comfortability so fast because, exits do happen, you know what I mean? And it might hurt the child, you know what I mean? To see two people leave instead of one, you understand? And now it becomes a revolving door with a whole bunch of people that just refuse to stay.
I think if me and the person had gotten married, that's still my child, even if we divorce.
Married?
Because if we're married, I'm marrying everything that's my child. So we'll still maintain a relationship, but if it's just like a whole hand relationship, eventually I'll sever that. But if you had me, you see me go down the aisle, we live in the same house, I took care of you, I saw you for 6, 7, 8 years through high school and whatever, you're still my kid.
Yeah.
You're still my kid.
Because you raised them.
Yeah. I basically raised you. You're still my child. I'll still look after you. My father, my stepmother, they divorced, and every time I go back home, I still go straight and see my stepmother. We still have a relationship.
Yeah, so she knew you since she was 2. She probably
from 2 to 31. Come on. They broke up when I was 18, so she had me for 16 years.
Oh yeah,
and even after they broke up, I was still in contact with her. I still go visit her. I still go to her house. We still talk. It changed nothing other than the fact that two of them separate now. But that's still one of my parents. I still call her one of my parents.
So, yeah. It all comes down to the duration of time being involved with the person. But sometimes you got to sever ties. Everything has to go. And like Tanya said earlier, it's going to hurt, but some things you have to do because you're only playing yourself thinking that you can have a relationship with a young child especially.
Yeah.
And the relationship is over. You have to just let it go. You know? But, that's the end of our show, man.
Nah, I still want to touch on this 100% one more time. Yo, because it's like, it's kind of weird.
Jump in the comments and talk,
it's kind of weird that someone think, if you can't trust somebody.
The game on. 8 o'clock.
Oh, we out?
8 o'clock.
Yo, sorry. Real quick. It's kind of weird for somebody to think you can't trust somebody 100%, but you'll procreate with them. It's like, if I don't trust you, I'm not going to create with you. I'm not going to be with you. I'm not going to move you into my house, have you have access to my bank account, to my kids, to my family, and this is what I'm saying. But then there's some flawed in your trust, in your trusting process. You understand? Somewhere there's some flawed there because you. Yeah, man, it's a great show. Yo, I'm gonna see y'all next week at the party, man. We need some drinking and some timeouts because motherfuckers need to understand basic knowledge, man. This shit is fucking crazy. I think people just say things, but then it doesn't add up to what's currently going on in life. I go by the name I Am Black Success, man. I'm just...
You closing out early?
I'm closing out early, man. People are crazy today.
All right, yo, definitely the end of our show. I ain't gonna lie. It was a pretty good podcast, good talk. I ain't gonna lie. Good shit. Tanya, let's go. Throw your shout outs out. We getting out of here.
Shout out to everybody watching the show. Shout out to everybody tuned in. Y'all, I had to start working on a new project. I really can't... I can't wait to reveal it to you guys. Give it about 3 weeks. I'm working on some stuff to tie up, waiting on some things to fall in place, but it's going to be dope. It's going to be cool. So look out for it. Shout out to the team, everybody in the building. Shout out to Preach, our engineer, always taking care of us. And shout out to my Nico, Level Up Watch, 347-356, 4055. Book that man so I can get gifts. See y'all next week.
Handsome 15 Instagram, Craven Morehead Facebook. My man, Black Success Party. I'm Deus this Saturday. Make sure you're there. I didn't even know the bar was gonna be open. I'm gonna get me some open bar free drinks, some Smirnoff.
Yeah. It's Top Shelf. You get Henny if you like.
I don't drink Henny anymore, sir.
You quit Hennessy.
I retired Hennessy.
I think you're
right. I drink Mike's Hard Lemonade now.
If I come to your house, there's no Hennessy in there?
Absolutely not. I don't drink Hennessy anymore.
If I come to your house now, can you make me a bet now that I come to this Hennessy? I know this Hennessy inside your house,
but it's not Hennessy, but
you was just there the other night. Well, what's the name of y'all had it? Yeah. Nah, go ahead. Finish up your shot.
But thanks for pulling up. Like, share. Please share. Like, share, comment. Ask more questions. See if we can figure things out and explain ourselves even more. Yeah, that's it. See y'all next week, man. Black, take us out.
Yo, man. Peace, God. Peace, God. I hope nobody got offended or touched up with these topics. I know some of the topics that we decided this season we want to cover some more serious topics, relatable topics that people are probably experiencing or going through. And, so because of our topics, I think we're not really thinking about who's currently watching and are they related to any of these topics through experience, through family, through whatever. So hopefully this didn't touch or bother anybody or whatever. We're just trying to help educate, you know what I mean? Some of us actually think that some things are not taking place, even though they are taking place, but we just haven't seen them in our lives because, you know, not everyone have toxic experiences or whatever within their life, you know what I mean? Some people just are regular people, you know what I mean? And I think that has to be acknowledged as well, that not everyone is going through something or know people going through some of these things. Go by the name of I Am Black Success. If you are available, it'd be great to see you Saturday at Amadeus for my birthday day party. It's going to be lit. Everyone free before 5. Free alcohol as well upon your entry. And if you can't make it, that's okay too. I go by the name of I Am Black Success. Y'all already know what it is. Preach, you get us up out of here. Coney Island Zone. Chill. Georgie.